I want to talk now about the confirmation by Kerry County Board, I should say, the Kerry GAA, have confirmed the payment has been made to Revenue after the County Committee carried out a self-review audit for the 4 years from 2020, 2021 to 2023 to 2024. And with me in the line to talk about this is sports journalist John O'Dowd. John, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme.
Good morning, Jerry.
Listen, what do we know about this? This was under the guidance of Croke Park, we understand, this work was undertaken and some sort of a submission made to the Revenue. Is that right?
Yeah, if you remember, Jerry, this story pretty much made headlines in the national media last year. There were some instances involving a couple of county boards. I think maybe Mayo County Board, Galway County Board and Wexford County Board, where maybe some anomalies were found, and Croke Park then pretty much got on the case of all the county boards under their jurisdiction to just take self-reviews, self-audits, to get everything, get the I's dotted and the T's crossed and everything. And obviously the 26 counties, because the six counties up north would be under a different jurisdiction for Revenue. So this was general normal for governance, that everybody had to get their house in order. And Kerry, in fact, Kerry GAA admitted to us on Saturday at a press briefing that they had been working on this before the diktat even came from Croke Park.
Right, okay. So they're still, I understand they're still working with Revenue. Is there any idea of the amount of money involved here, John, if a settlement had to be made?
No, not at this moment in time, because as you said there, Jerry, the process remains ongoing. Kerry GAA publicly stated in their financial treasurer report that's just been given to the media over the last few days that a payment has been made. So they have said that a payment has been made. They haven't been able to go into the figures involved because it's still ongoing. And this is a process that all 26 county boards have indeed made payments to Revenue, Jerry. So this isn't just about Kerry. This is just about all the county boards.
Yeah, yeah. Look, and the wider context is maybe another discussion for another day in terms of payments to managers and all that. That's a whole other ball game for Revenue in the GAA that may come down the line. But separate to that, Kerry County Council has then made an announcement about works at Currans. There's to be a dedicated pitch, or they're coming to getting the work done on a dedicated pitch for the ladies Kerry footballers. Is that right, John?
Yeah, that's correct, Jerry. I suppose the really good news, number one, is that there has been work that has been going on for a while on the construction of a new 3G pitch. And you know, with the weather we get, especially, Jerry, here in the winter, and a lot of pitches are unavailable. So this is very important. This does a capital spend of €1.8 million on this new 3G pitch. And in that press briefing on Saturday, which I have to say was run superbly by Paddy Healy and Peter Twist, the Treasurer and the Secretary, Jerry, they spoke for the bones of an hour on all aspects of the financial report. But this should be up and running by maybe April and May, and definitely by June. And then there will be a new grass pitch in Currans, which I think will be the fifth grass pitch, dedicated to the Kerry LGFA at a cost of €700,000. And that will also be completed during 2026, but probably later than the 3G, Jerry. I'd say it should be ready definitely by the winter of 2026.
Okay, so that's a new 3G pitch, 1.8, and a new grass pitch then dedicated for the Kerry Ladies Gaelic Football Association at 700,000. Two new additions to Currans during 2026. Finally, John, I don't know if it was talked about, it's not getting any cheaper to run intercounty teams, I'd imagine, and Kerry, like everyone else, has to find money to pay the bill every year.
Yeah, 100%, Jerry. If I could pick out the financial report in front of me, you know, I think it was just over $2 million, if I'm not mistaken, on the running of all the inter-county teams. It's a huge process now, and especially, Jerry, if you want to be the best, which Kerry want to be, and you want to be on top of the table where we are at the moment with the Sam Maguire Cup back in the county, that's why there was a huge emphasis on commercial income. You can see that, Jerry, with the appointment of the new commercial director in Maura Ash. That's going to get even more important over the next 5 to 10 years. And the fundraising income which went up massively this year, 75%. And I know there's always a big increase in a year that Kerry are in the All-Ireland final, but there's massive credit due to the board chairman, Patrick O'Sullivan. He does a lot of work overseas, both in America and in England, at fundraising for the county board. And as you know, today, Gerry, the cost of everything is going up across the board.
Yeah.
So the cost for the Kerry County Board will rise likewise on every single issue.
Yeah. 2.1 million, John, and that's half a million up on 2024. But that fundraising went all the way to paying it and more, left him with a surplus of 600,000. But you have to keep fundraising to keep those costs, those payments being made for running inter-county teams, that's for sure. So that's an ongoing challenge for every county board,
and I suppose,
not just
Gerry,
Kerry.
The overall thing, as you mentioned there, the profit surplus of 608,000 shows that the Kerry GA finances are in a really, really good position. There's net cash reserves of almost 3 million at this moment in time, which is another 5% increase from last year as well, with net assets of the bones of 13 million euro. It just tells you how big a business it is now, and it's not easy for an amateur organisation branching out into the big, wide commercial world.
Yeah, that's for sure. John, listen, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million for talking to us about that and filling us in on that story. That's John O'Dowd there talking to us about the finances of Kerry GAA, that engagement revenue like other county boards have had to do. We'd love to hear your views on that. Get in touch with us on the programme. We'll have more on the way after we take these.